Hey, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. We're having trouble with our timer here. Let me try this again. And okay, here we go. Wow, never a dull moment with Doug. There's always a technical glitch. John Moore paid you a nice compliment. I'm on his show this morning, and he says, "Yeah, I could tell." Your colleague and friend Doug Thornton, he said he's of the warrior class. And coming from a highly decorated Vietnam vet, that's a compliment. So just thought I'd pass that along to you. And we're referencing the meeting that took place with John Moore. And I'm on his show, RBN, every Tuesday at 6 a.m. Pacific with Stephen Bannoun and Cindy Smith. Really good show. John does a great job. We're gonna have to get Doug up there too. So anyway, that's we met at the John and I met in person for the first time. We've been talking for 15 years. It was like old home week, and he met Doug. So anyway, if you missed the conference, you can still go to my website at thecommonsenseshow.com, and you can sign up for the recorded live stream, and it's really, really inexpensive. And I got to tell you what I told my wife. We were at the preliminary dinner the night before, and I leaned over and I said, "There's enormous talent in this room, and there's no egos." I said, "The vast majority of these people are just good, down-to-earth Christians that just want to do the right thing and help people." And you'll find that in their presentations, which was, they were fantastic. They really were. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Listen, the report on the banks is there. I'm not going to elaborate. They're going to use your money to cushion. Dodd-Frank 2010 means they can keep your money. Don't think they won't do it. So get your retirement out of the bank. Noble Gold can help you with that. They can back it with gold. It's held its value for 6,000 years. All you got to do is go to davehodgesgold.com and I'll send you out a free information packet. You can do the same thing with your bank account. We can help you with that as well too. I've got to give a warning here. The FTC wants me to tell you that, well, there's no guarantees and stuff can happen. Okay. And we agree with giving that warning. Sam Bankman-Fried didn't, but that's okay. We care about people that we do business with. And there's a reason why I've been a customer for over 6 years. Okay. They're as good as it gets. You can call them directly, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. So don't forget, you want to see the live stream on the right-hand side of my website, thecommonsenseshow.com. Scroll down, you'll see it. Click it on. Doug was a presenter. It was really good. Very, very insightful to hear about someone that was on the inside of federal law enforcement with some high-profile events like Antifa in Portland. So it's really worth the investment. Okay. We got a number of things we're going to go through. And I got to tell you, that weekend wore me out. Doug, I was in the gym tonight, and I've been improving almost every time. Tonight, I didn't even get to my cardio. And I went to the Final Four last night. My wife came across some cheap tickets, well, relatively cheap. And so we went, and this was at a day that started at 4 in the morning in Dallas, Love Field, and all the walking that happens. And we just did thousands of steps. My son said we did about 12,000. So I think I'm worn out. We're all worn out from this conference. We're worn out from what the New World Order is doing, but you need to hear what we're going to go through. Doug, let's start with a story that you told me about. FBI arrested a guy connected to ISIS with regard to Christians, and we've talked about what's coming with Christians.
Yeah, Dave, it's good to be on with you. So, for one thing, it's always great seeing you again at the Hear the Watchman conference. So nice to meet everybody. Hope we didn't disappoint. But let's talk about what happened. So there's a 18-year-old from Idaho. So this is a breaking report that hit Twitter. It said an 18-year-old arrested in Idaho for a violent plot to attack churches on behalf of ISIS. The FBI has apprehended an 18-year-old in Ohio, exposing a deeply disturbing and aggressive scheme to launch an assault on churches near Coeur d'Alene, and he was acting on behalf of ISIS, according to the Justice Department. Alexander Mercurio now faces a federal acquisition or accusation of attempting to offer material support or resources to ISIS, a recognized foreign terrorist organization. This follows the FBI's discovery of his plan to neutralize his father, secure him with handcuffs, and seize his firearms for use in inflicting the greatest number of casualties during an intended attack in the northern Idaho resort city on Sunday, April 7th. So that was 3 days ago. It's April 10th. You know, here's the thing. You know, years ago, you would hear FBI come out and say, you know, we've foiled a terror plot from Facebook, from this guy, from that guy, from, you know, this radical Islamist, and so on and so forth. So with this kid, you know, I wonder if he is one of those who was kind of set up from the very beginning and nurtured by the FBI, mm-hmm. because the FBI does do that. And I could pull out some pretty heinous cases from the FBI.
I got one. Buffalo.
Well, yeah, Buffalo. Well, there was there was also a story in Oklahoma. A young man was a severe schizophrenic. He was 21 years old. He had to legally, more or less, the court gave all his rights to his parents. He couldn't make a decision on his own. It was a very sad case. But he had access to the internet and he had a Facebook, and I don't know how he got onto any type of extremist followings, and the FBI found him. And then they pushed and they pushed and they pushed to the point that they literally, FBI informants drove up to his house, and his dad told the guy to get out of here. And then they actually took all the information and they went to the FBI and reported the informant to the FBI. And still the FBI continued to push forward and eventually got the guy in a van that was rigged with fake explosives, and he was supposed to hit a bank. This is, you know, a 5 or 6 year old story. There's been other stories like that since.
Sounds like a setup to me. What do you think?
Well, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
It's job justification. Unlike actual law enforcement. Now on the vice versa, I know FBI agents who are out there doing their job and doing what they're supposed to. And they got their hands tied behind their backs because of corruption and politics. And so, you know, let's hope that what actually happened here with this, this 18-year-old guy in Idaho, that, you know, it's not a sham, and, they actually do make positive gains on foiling even deeper a terrorist cell. And we got to understand something. In America, there are numerous terrorist cells. All over the United States, there are terrorist cells. Not just Islamic terrorists either. So, you know, this is probably one of many. I think as the war in Gaza continues, and as America continues to support Israel, we are probably going to see another major terror attack. I mean, it's almost guaranteed.
We did today, Doug, a J6 imitation takeover of the Senate dining hall.
Yeah.
Someone missed briefly tell the audience what that was about.
Oh, it's just another pro-Palestine group. They went in there into the Senate. The Capitol Police had to either arrest them or push them out. But they interrupted Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's speech. And who cares? And then they interrupted the luncheon for the senators. Once again, who cares? But they said that they're there. The pro-Palestinian group was there to express their freedom of speech. So they could physically harass the Senate and claim freedom of speech and actually, you know, I guess you would say break laws while they were in there. I'm not sure. I've seen some videos.
Trespass, disorderly conduct.
Yeah, what about disorderly conduct? Hey, you know, in GSA rules and regulations, if you are too loud inside a federal building, it's a $300 fine.
Yeah,
I know, because I've wrote those tickets before for stupid people. So, you know, there's no telling exactly who, what, when, why, and where, but half of the Senate supports this. So the reason why nothing is going to be done about the pro-Palestinian people, once again, is because half of the people support it. The other half, who are the Rhino Republicans, need the pro-Palestinians in there to help extenuate the circumstances that are happening in Gaza to push for more war. Unlike January 6th, where they pushed for more freedom, they don't want that. They need more war. War is what fills the coffers. Freedom is not. Yeah. So, you know, that's why probably nothing's going to be done about it.
Yeah. Before we leave this topic and move on, I would say this, that, you know, the Senate and the House can engage in insider trading, which should send us to jail. And their major stock holdings are in the defense industry. So the longer these wars go on, the more money that these reprobates make. So I just wanted to throw that on the table. This is why you're not seeing pushback. These people did worse things. They disrupted a legitimate government activity. That's a crime under federal government. And all the things I mentioned before, and nothing's going to happen. You're exactly right.
I believe it's a $250 fine to disrupt a federal employee in the performance of their duties.
Yeah, but in J6, they put people in prison for 4 years for that.
Yeah.
They tack four years onto a sentence. And the judge just came out and started striking this down, saying there was no legitimate activity going on in the Capitol building at that time. But there was legitimate business going on with Austin speaking and so forth. So, yeah, it's crazy. Let's talk about hot button here that you mentioned just before we went on the show and you caught me off guard. Tell the audience what lavender is.
Okay. So I'm going to have to read a bit of an article.
Okay.
But if you guys want to get on and see this article, I'll make sure that it's screenshot. It'll be here in this video. But it's 972mag.com, 972mag.com. And you'll find lavender. Lavender is the artificial intelligence machine that's directing Israel's bombing spree in Gaza. The Israeli army has marked tens of thousands of Gazans as suspects for assassination using an artificial intelligence targeting system with little human oversight and a permissive policy for casualties. All right, so immediately, where does your mind go with just the reading of that?
Sentient, I mean, I go straight. Sentient setting their own mission protocols, AI setting their own mission.
Yeah, I mean, but this is thought crime. This is premeditation crime. This is Minority Report with a Hellfire missile attached to it.
Mm-hmm. So, I agree.
In a 2021 book titled The Human Machine Team, How to Create Synergy Between Human and Artificial Intelligence That Will Revolutionize Our World, was released in English under the pen name Brigadier General Y.S. In it, the author, a man who we confirm to be the current commander of the elite Israeli intelligence unit 8200, makes the case for designing a special machine that could rapidly process massive amounts of data to generate thousands of potential targets for military strikes in the heat of a war. Such technology, he writes, would resolve what he described as human bottleneck for both locating the new targets and decision-making to approve the targets. Such a machine, it turns out, actually exists. A new investigation by this magazine, 972, and Local Call, reveals that the Israeli army has developed an artificial intelligence-based program known as Lavender, unveiled here for the first time. According to six Israeli intelligence officers who have all served in the army during the current war on the Gaza Strip and had firsthand involvement with the use of AI to generate targets for assassination, Lavender has played a central role for the unprecedented bombing of Palestinians, especially during the early stages of the war. In fact, according to the sources, its influence on the military's operations was such that they essentially treated the outputs of the artificial intelligence machine as if it were human decisions. Formally, the Lavender system is designed to mark all suspected operatives in the military wings of Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, including low-ranking ones, as potential bombing targets. The sources told this magazine during the first weeks of the war that the army completely or almost completely relied on lavender, which clocked as many as 30,000 Palestinians as suspected militants and their homes for possible airstrikes. During the early stages of the war, the army gave sweeping approval for officers to adopt Lavender's kill list with no requirement to thoroughly check why the machine made those choices or to examine why the raw intelligence data on which they were based. One source stated that the human personnel often served only as a rubber stamp for the machine's decisions, adding normally that they would personally devote about 20 seconds to each target before authorizing a bombing, just to make sure that the Lavender marked its target as male. This was despite knowing that the system makes what are regarded as errors in approximately 10% of cases, and it is known to occasionally mark individuals who have merely a loose connection to militant groups or no connection at all. And so the article keeps going on from there, and it just keeps describing to you how this system really reflects a corrupt government overall, because the Israeli government is very corrupt. It is absolutely very corrupt. The war that's going on in Gaza right now is indiscriminate. It's not surgical, which is typically the way the U.S. military runs things. Though I will say that sometimes our surgery is not exactly the most precise and there's a lot of casualties from it. But I want to read this one part and then we can talk about it. The result, as the sources testified, is that thousands of Palestinians, most of them are women and children or people who were not involved in the fighting, were wiped out by Israeli airstrikes, especially during the first weeks of the war because of the AI program's decision. Quote, "We were not interested in killing Hamas operatives only when they were in a military building or engaged in a military activity." That came from an IDF intelligence officer. "On the contrary, the IDF bombed them in their homes without hesitation as a first option. It's much easier to bomb a family's home. The system is built to look for them in these situations."
Let me ask the obvious question. You mentioned earlier Minority Report, very accurate depiction. Let's transfer from looking for Hamas to American conservative Christian dissidents that don't approve of having their constitutional liberties taken away and elections being stolen. What's to prevent them from hunting us down the same way?
Nothing. Nothing at all. The wrong government, the wrong people in charge who are kind of in charge already. I mean, Biden came out last year and the year prior and said, since he became in office, that every person who voted for Donald Trump or were part of the MAGA party or Republican party were domestic terrorists or supporters of. And that type of a blanket statement. Imagine if you had AI at your fingertips, and here is your clueless, good-for-nothing data analyst who hears what the president says and says, aha, I know who to be looking for, and tells the AI to generate a design-basis threat analysis on anyone that has MAGA written within any context on their social media platforms. Well, I mean, you're going to generate quite the list. Not to say that that list wasn't already generated by the NSA a decade or more ago because of Obama. But what this does is it narrows the scope. Okay, so the scope was typically wide. It was just a cast net of capturing all these people's data with stuff like the Patriot Act. Now, because we have all the data, we've developed a machine to process that data and to put you on a categorical list. Let's say from, you know, threat 1 to 10, who's going to be the worst, 10 being the worst. And so now your name goes on this list, right? And when you know how this system works and you know people who are part of these systems, you know that if you say the certain wrong phrases or right phrases, either through texting, on social media, on emails, heck, even over the phone, we have an artificial intelligence system that is designed to pick up certain keywords within certain fragments of sentences. And then that takes that phone call or that text, timestamps it that day, and then throws it into this box. And from there, it gets analyzed and data dumped at the end of the month or whenever the data is recollected. And then it gets further looked at and analyzed, and it gets into another folder. And then that folder, if you say enough things enough times, then you get a dossier made about you. And that's how you start getting monitored.
Yeah.
The stuff that you buy, the stuff you're affiliated with, that's how they're tying these things in. And I'm not talking about anything that's secret. I'm not talking about anything that is like beyond what Alex Jones has talked about or Tucker Carlson has talked about. But that was people doing that for the longest time, Dave. Now it's AI. AI will do what it's programmed to do. There's nothing honest about AI.
There's one element I want to throw into this. I don't know if this system's still in use, but it was over a decade ago that I was told by someone with NSA connections, brought to me by an NSA contact I had. And he said, Dave, you're in psychology. Do you know what the MMPI is? And I said, yes. And it's a complete personality analysis. It's 16 different subscores you get with an aggregate score of functionality. How well do you function in society? And it's intricate as hell. There's 445 questions on it. And he said, it's not identical, but they used a similar system to create threat matrix during the MEAC reports when they were classifying Ron Paul supporters, Second Amendment supporters, and constitutionalists as being domestic terrorists. And this was a scale they created, and you're high in some areas or low in others, but you get an aggregate score. And I said, well, how do they determine who they're going to kill? And he goes, well, how do you know they're going to kill them? And I said, show me a society that's gone this far to the left and this dictatorial that doesn't use lists to target people that oppose them or potentially oppose them. And he said, you have a good point. He said, I don't know how they're prioritizing. I just know this exists. And I know the model they used was the MMPI. The other thing that I wanted to mention here with this is that enforcement, if they go to kill list, there is a predictive programming show. And I know it seems like I'm reaching out in left field, but Doug, this was phenomenal. It was a show called Colony. There's an alien invasion. That's the overarch. You really don't even see much about aliens. It's about martial law enforcement on behalf of the aliens that you don't see. And it's about how they subjugate people. And they would send out AI, like robots flying through the air, and they would go target people. And facial recognition, they would eliminate their enemies. Doug, I believe that's coming. And this show called Colony, it went 3 seasons on USA Network. I think it's on Amazon, if I'm not mistaken. But I'll tell you, folks, watch the first 5 episodes. You'll never look at law enforcement the same again. Okay, back to you, Doug.
I want to read this one part. It says, step one in generating targets. Quote, once you go automatic, target generation goes crazy. In the Israeli army, the term human target referred in the past to a senior military operative who, according to the rules of the military's international law department, can be killed in their private home, even if there are civilians around.
Yes.
Intelligence sources told 972 MAG that during Israel's previous wars, since this was an especially brutal way to kill someone, often by killing an entire family alongside the target, such human targets were marked very carefully, and only senior military commanders were bombed in their homes to maintain the principle of proportionality under international law. But after October 7th, when Hamas-led militants launched a deadly assault on southern Israeli communities, killing over 1,200 people and abducting 240, the army, these sources are saying, took a dramatically different approach. Under Operation Iron Swords, the army decided to designate all operatives of Hamas's military wing as human targets, regardless of their rank or military importance, and that changed everything for them. So the new policy also posed a technical problem for Israeli intelligence. In previous wars, in order to authorize the assassination of a single human target, an officer had to go through a complex and lengthy incrimination process, cross-check evidence that the person was indeed a senior military member of Hamas's military wing, find out where he lived, his contact information, and finally know when he was home in real time. When the list of targets numbered only a few dozen senior operatives, intelligence personnel could individually handle the work involved in incriminating and locating them. However, once the list was expanded to include tens of thousands of lower-ranking operatives, the Israeli army figured it had relied on automated software and artificial intelligence. The result, the sources testify, was that the role of human personnel in incriminating Palestinians as military operatives was pushed to the side, and artificial intelligence did most of the work instead. And once again, artificial intelligence is not really intelligence. It is programmed to think a certain way, and then it taps into everything that's available on the World Wide Web, and that's how it designates targets and finds information on
it. And makes its own decisions based on new data. I hear you. Let me give you something else to add into this. They had to create a legal structure to justify what they're doing. Okay. And what this is the National Defense Authorization Act, where, and you said that they had to go through this lengthy process of identifying terrorists, verifying, validating second sources. The NDAA bypasses this. The president or his designee can designate someone to be, quote, an enemy combatant, and the definition is very loose. And they can grab you off the street. You get no phone call, no lawyer. They can kill you. They can hold you indefinitely. They can put you on trial and use hearsay evidence, and you can't call witnesses. I've reported on this before. The National Defense Authorization Act and Declaration of Enemy Combatant. Doug, I do think this will be the justification if they go to a kill list of patriots. Let me digress for a second. I told you this today, and I'm in the middle of producing a series on visual media, and this series is about what I learned from two Pentagon officials in different meetings sponsored by a high-level military source I've had for a long time. And what these guys are saying is that the definition of democracy has changed. And this all started with the Atlantic Council, and I'll break this out in more detail, and you'll have to watch it on my social media. But let me just give you the bottom line. No longer are you protected as a person of democratic value with established and enshrined civil liberties that are inalienable. That no longer applies. They have changed the definition, and this is DHS, FBI, Secretary of State, they're all involved in this, the Atlantic Council, Stanford University. I'll break it all out for you, but here's what they come down to. They enshrine institutions as democratic institutions and no value to the human being. So when Nancy Pelosi said something that confused me for years, our democracy is threatened, she's right. This isn't about civil liberties and being a constitutional republic. What she's saying is our enshrined entities are being threatened. And here's what this says, Doug, and this is the justification they're going to use to make it criminal. If you engage in mis, dis, or malinformation, and malinformation says everything you say is true, but you're undermining the public faith in one of these democratic institutions, and the mainstream media, by the way, is protected. Every government agency is protected. Every government person from secretaries to the head of a department, they're protected. So therefore, all of us in the MAGA movement, all of us who are constitutionalists who criticize the government, we have broken their law, and technically we're domestic terrorists as declared in policy procedures by DHS and enshrined by a whole lot of other institutions that I'm going to go through. Doug, this is how it's all going to fit together. This is not an accident. And they're going to single us out and say, okay, that's NDAA, go get him. And you're not going to win against an AI that flies to your house and is looking for you.
Well, you know, I mean, when we talk about government overreach, this is the final stage of it, of government overreach. When they write themselves their own laws and policies to spy on the people, for whatever reason, that whatever political party is in power at that point in time, what stops them? Where's the checks and balances? Because when all this goes to FISA court and it's all secret anyways, and you can't even FOIA anything, how do you defend yourself? Do you just not go online?
If they use NDAA, you don't have the right of self-defense. You don't have that right. They've taken that away. I've been told today I did an intro and I explained the concepts of how they've moved away from protecting the democratic rights of individuals to protecting institutions that do their bidding. And this sets up a one-party state effectively. But Doug, at the end of the day, these people are going to act with extreme malice if they don't believe they can steal the election. That's what I think the trigger is going to be. They're going to create a false flag. They're going to blame MAGA, and they're going to go on a witch hunt. That's, if you were to ask me to write a logical conclusion, that would be my first guess. What do you think?
I guess it's just the way I look at all this, with the FBI and the CIA being confirmed inside the crowd on January 6th.
Yeah.
When you've had so much of this seemingly planned for so long, it's hard for me to comprehend how the government will say that it's protecting the people while it's spying on the people, but then it also lets a certain part of the people commit any type of crime that they seem to want to commit and then let them off, while the other side, who voted for the other party, almost anything that they do is prosecuted. Once again, I'm talking about the difference between people who are MAGA and people who were Black Lives Matter Antifa at that point in time.
Yeah. There's another element that reinforces what you just said. Last week, it was widely reported that the government ordered YouTube to surrender the identities of people that visited certain videos. That's creating the list. That's the list right there. They're gonna and YouTube is just all too happy to comply.
Well, YouTube just got put in the crosshairs of the justice system as well, because there was a judge who came down and said that anti-Second Amendment groups can now sue YouTube for mass shootings. So,
complicity. Yeah. The thing that I found out, do you remember when we were at Branson and it was you, me, Gary Haven, Doug Hagman, and I brought up Section 230, and it was about, 8 weeks before the midterm elections? And I said that the censorship going on with social media violated the law because they made themselves a publisher, so therefore they can't do it. And if they allow child pedophile posts to stay up for any length of time, they can go after them. Here's what I found out from my Pentagon sources on this system of enforcement. They told, and this is one thing I didn't know, because remember, we're not going to say who called, but one of our group called one of Trump's advisors. Remember that conversation we had poolside? And I spent about 20 minutes explaining Section 230. Here's why it didn't get traction. And I found this out from the Pentagon guys because I asked them this. I said, tell me why. They said in the beginning of this movement, the Atlantic Council set out a policy for everyone to follow, and it went to social media. And they said, you will censor what we tell you, or the first time you have any kind of post up that involves, say, child pedophilia or porno or something like this, we will fine you $258 million per occurrence. Now, that's something that's never been released, but this is what I was told by these two Pentagon guys. This is how they got social media to bend over.
Yeah, I mean, social media is now operating, has been, since Zuckerberg took in charge, as a just another wing of the Intelligence Committee. That's what they are. They're another part of the Intelligence Committee, community, however you want to describe that now. What people should understand, and this is a warning to you all, is that everything that you say and do on the internet can and will be used against you. Just like vice versa, anytime you're out in public, especially if you're at like a MAGA rally or any type of, rally at all that's politically based, you better consider yourself to be videotaped. And everything that you say and do there can and will be used against you should the need arise. So you should always be saying what you are supposed to be saying, right? In regards that if you are freely talking about trying to hurt somebody, you're at this point in time taking great risk. I mean, it's getting to the point that if you have a cell phone, you are monitored. If you have a tablet, you are monitored. If you have a smart TV, if you have a computer, you are monitored 24/7. Now, I want to say I believe that breaks our Fourth Amendment, but I'm sure the government will say otherwise because it's for the safety of, the people.
Well, remember how they got the Patriot Act in? Okay, they tried to use the excuse it's for the greater good, and no court would overturn it.
Yeah, the greater good is never you and me, buddy.
Yeah, the greater good is a communist phrase.
Yeah, don't forget what George Carlin said. There's a big club out there, and you and I are not part of it. And it's the same big club that they'll beat you over the head with if you get out of line.
I've quoted George on that a few times. You're absolutely right about what you're saying here. And I think we're connecting a lot of the dots here. And I don't think it's going to be long. Doug, I think this is how I really think they're going to promote a false flag, blame MAGA as an excuse not to have an election. Armstrong Economics is very well respected. And this Martin Armstrong's projections are right spot on. And he said, forget what you see about Biden's approval rating. It's 9% according to his data. Okay, I don't know if they can cheat enough to overcome that. I really don't. That's a big ask. You're going to cheat enough. And how would you cheat enough without alarming the public? This is not 2020 where people had no clue these things could happen. Now people have heard this. Dinesh D'Souza did 2,000 Mules. You and I have done shows on this. Carrie Lake has exposed a lot of it. I don't see how they're going to get away with it. This is why I'm pretty consistent in saying, if you ask me if I was a betting man, are we going to have an election? I'd say first, I don't know for sure, but I think the odds favor we will not, because they can't win it. Do you agree with this statement? The left and the Rhino Republicans will never leave office without a fight.
Well, they'll never leave office, and they'll never give you the true ability to be free in this country anymore either.
Yeah, I agree.
I want to read you an article that's on InfoWars, and this is a breaking article from yesterday. It says, undercover video of CIA officer and former FBI boast that we can, quote, we can put anyone in jail and set them up. That the FBI did what we wanted with Alex Jones, took his money away, and cut his legs off. Now, hear me out. I'm going to read this article to you. It should be very concerning to people. A CIA officer, former FBI official, is on an undercover video boasting about using the might of the federal government to, quote, jail anyone by, quote, setting them up. Gavin O'Blinnis, a contracting officer for the CIA, told an undercover journalist with Sound Investigations that the FBI can put anyone in jail and set them up. He said, we call it a nudge, adding that the FBI can put, quote, problematic right-wing journalists like Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones in jail. O'Blinnis said of InfoWars founder Alex Jones that the FBI took his money away and chopped his legs off. Gavin O'Blinnis said at least 20 undercover FBI agents were at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Quote, I thought you said there were FBI agents in the crowd at January 6, said the undercover journalist. And O'Blinnis replied, there are. There always are when there's a big protest in D.C. Just in case it gets out of hand like that, I mean, I'm talking, they maybe had 20. You need thousands to get rid of that crowd. He He also said the FBI uses embellished news and fake social media to really get people mad. Now, there's a video of him saying all this that the undercover journalists actually posted on Twitter, and it's quite disturbing. You can go right here on InfoWars and you can watch this entire thing. You know, you got to ask yourself, Dave, why would the FBI and the CIA target a political group in America that is pro-America? Why would those people be on any type of a threat list?
Well, okay. The overarching answer is this: a new world order that's communist-based with no civil liberties and absolute dictatorial control can't have an America with civil liberties, wealth, freedom to build wealth, freedom to speak your mind. You can't have that. So they've got to systematically destroy America. I'm going to tell you something that's haunting me in the back of my mind, Doug, and I don't know if this even fits here at this time. But in 2017, people like Paul Martin, John Moore, myself, and others received a transcript of a secret speech given to the CCP, leaked by someone who was not in agreement. And it was by the defense minister at the time, Wei Fang, who's now two defense ministers ago. And he echoed the sentiment of every defense minister that has served, except for the present one, because he hasn't been quoted saying this yet. But they said, we want to occupy America because we need the natural resources. We can't survive without it. We're not interested in co-occupation. What Wei Fang said specifically, apart from the other defense ministers, was he said, how will we do this? He said, probably with the use of race-specific bioweapons developed by Israel. Do you have any reaction to that?
Yeah, that's been around since the 90s.
Yeah, this document was 2017. And given, but okay, the Bible, here's what the Bible says: sign of the end times, the rise of Israel as a nation in the modern era, 1948. But also too, it says that the government will be without spirit, which means the government's corrupt, and that's Netanyahu. I honor the descendants of Abraham and Moses. They are God's chosen people. I honor that biblical aspect, but what I don't honor is Netanyahu, who's clearly a war criminal.
Yeah, he wants to destroy Iran. I believe it's still for revenge for the death of his older brother that he said was, you know, the greatest man that ever lived and that should have been the president of Israel. You know, just to follow into what you're saying, here's a article from Fox News. White House condemns death to America chants in Michigan as Representative Rashida Tlaib and Governor Whitmer say nothing. They chanted death to America and death to Israel during an International Al-Quds Day rally. And that happened Friday while we were at the Hear the Watchman conference, by the way. It was either Friday or it was Saturday. I think actually it might have been Saturday. But they were chanting death to America, death to America. We only almost ever hear that in Iran, maybe some other Islamic states, but to hear that on American soil and to see thousands of people rallying to that, to see members of our own Congress and heads of state be complicit in it, they better be getting investigated by the FBI. I know they're not going to, because that's all part of the plan. But, I mean, guys, if you don't think something bad is fixing to happen to this country, then what are we reading? Is this all happening just because, you know, people are bored? No, there is a plan to happen in this country. Coming very soon to a city near you will be a terror attack. Coming very soon in a year that we'll all be in, there will be an authoritative regime like America has never seen. It may be Republican. It may be Democrat. It really doesn't matter, because neither are for we the people anymore. And just from what I just said puts me on a list. My freedom of speech alone puts me on a list.
Yeah.
There is no more real freedoms in America. You are on a time limit. We have a certain timetable where America will still look quasi-free. It's deeply disturbing to someone like me who served almost my entire adult life, my entire career, for the government. Now, I'm not surprised by anything that's going on. I very well know the history of our government and how corrupt it's been in the past. And you can see and project forward just how corrupt it will be in the future. But to specifically target one group of people is what the government does periodically. They do this all the time. It's whatever's going on periodically. During World War II, it was anyone that was German or of Japanese descent. We all know of that with the concentration camps in America. And then during the Cold War, it was anyone that was a part of the hippie movement, and that was part of the CIA, Operation Mayhem, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then you also have the COINTELPRO, which is the counterintelligence program, that operation that the FBI did, and that gave them the ability to legally spy on anyone based upon how you voted and what activities you were a part of. And it's never for benevolence at this point, you know, because who's telling them to do these things? And the people that are telling these agencies to spy on these people, what are their political affiliations? Because we've seen thus far that our deep state federal employees seem to not exactly be pro-America, pro-God, and they're targeting anyone that is vice versa that. So, yeah. You know, when the majority of we the people are in the direct crosshairs of a government, I don't know. Well, expect what's coming.
I got two words, Owen Schroyer. So here we have in Michigan, and the governor and a person in Congress is silent on this. Death to America, death to America. Okay. And then you have the takeover of the Senate dining. Okay. And that action interfering in a government activity, disorderly conduct, so forth. All right. Now, Owen Schroyer went to prison, not for what he did on J6. He didn't go in the Capitol. He told people not to, said it was a setup. He went to prison because on his radio broadcast, he said death to tyrants. Tell me how that's different. It's not. It's not. Well, but he went to prison for saying that.
These are the same people who said that if this kind of government was installed back in 1776, or if our founding fathers were alive today and acted the way they did then, now, they would all be in prison and targeted as well. This is the problem. And Hillary Clinton was right. The government is too big to fail. The government is no longer for we the people by the people. It is for the corporation to control the people. And that's what makes this so dangerous, is because we work for that corporation. We work for that government. Our taxes pay for all this stuff. It's almost like there's really no escape for the American citizen. And when you start to talk about civil disobedience, you have to be very careful, unless you want that knock on your door as to how you approach civil disobedience. Even if you want to talk about doing it peacefully, you talk about going against the government, like you said earlier, then you're talking about going against democracy. Well, now you are directly a target of our government.
Yeah.
They're basically giving you the option.
If they go against Second Amendment provisions, and you say, no, that's not constitutional, we have no obligation to obey an unconstitutional order, technically, I have now committed malinformation, which means what I'm saying may be factually accurate, but I'm undermining faith and confidence in U.S. government, so therefore I'm a domestic terrorist. That's the definition today. You're absolutely right about this.
Well, wouldn't supporting communism be the same thing? Communism is antithetical to the United States Republic, into the Constitution, to the constitutional rights of we the people.
Mm-hmm.
Communism doesn't support any of that, but yet we have people in power that are Democrats, that are in Congress, that are in the Senate, that are open communist. And yet they're still in a line of authority where they have a security clearance. They can do things that the average person cannot even dream of being able to do. And yet they're open communists. They're openly against the United States government. Rashida Tlaib and all the others were openly against their own president, Donald Trump, and nothing was done to them. It's been, you got to think about it like this. When the Democrats get in charge, they go after their public enemies. They go after their political enemies. And I mean, they go after them. They'll arrest you and imprison you and let you die there. And then you have to fight the government once ever their hounds have been sicked on you. You've been found guilty by them in some closed court that you never even had the chance to go up there and argue for yourself. Well, then you have to spend all your life savings trying to get yourself out of court, out of prison, and they destroy you financially. And that's how they shut you up. And that's also how they make everyone else afraid and keep them quiet. Eventually, this type of action from our government will force the people. I'm not saying do this. I'm saying it's an inevitable action. The people will be forced into a corner, and you will have two different kinds of people. You will have people who will capitulate and they will shut up, keep their head in the sand, and then they'll do whatever the government tells them to. And then you have people who will resist, who will not capitulate, people who will fight back. And whenever you say fight back, you have 20 different variations of what that word fight could mean. And the government cannot allow that. It can't allow resistance. It used to be resistance to tyranny is an act of being faithful to God. Now it's the acceptance of tyranny because the government has become God.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. You've laid it out. And like I said, we're not very far away from doing this. You know, to me, the hallmark event was the anti-MAGA speech by Biden on September 1st, 2022, where he effectively declared over half the country to be domestic terrorists because of their political views. And that we should have seen that for what it was. Some people did. And you mentioned about bankrupting people. Well, that's what they've done with Alex. That's what they're doing with Donald Trump. They're basically trying to make it possible for him to run.
They get their banks. They get your own banks to go against you.
Yeah. Well,
Laura Loomer, right? That's what they did to Laura Loomer.
Exactly. Well, we're not far away from CBDC, and I'm not going to go into the examples. I've done that in other venues. But when they get CBDC and they have control of your money, okay, if you do anything that they don't like, or if they view you to be not having the correct views, just like Justin Trudeau did with the Ottawa truckers, they're going to seize your funds. They'll kick you out of your state-run apartment because by that time, well, most of us will be out of our homes because we can't afford them. We're headed for some dark days. And Doug, when you say that there are some people that are going to rise up because this is the natural course of events, this is what I'm talking about is going to happen as a result of this.
We've got about maybe 2 or 3 minutes left, depending on your timer.
We got a minute and a half.
Okay, so now going over what we've gone over and we see what's happening in the future soon, let me ask you two questions. One, are we going to have an election? Two, how much further are we getting to civil war? How much closer are we getting to it?
Civil war, I believe, is going to happen, started by the left, regardless of who would win the election or we don't have an election. It just depends on what's going to be the spark. That's the only thing I think, but I think it's coming. How widespread the civil war will be more civil disobedience mixed with riots. I don't know, but I'm telling you, conflict is coming in a big way, and that's why you better prep, train, and pray. Doug, we're out of time. We're going to continue this in a second broadcast we're going to do. Tell people how they can follow your good work, and we got about 30 seconds.
Hey, American Vindictive Show, we're on Rumble. We're also on YouTube, still kind of, for a little while. If you do need training, go to vindictivesolutions.com. and click on any of our available training dates or contact us if you have any questions for it. Please make sure that you sign up for thecommonsensehow.com.tv. Please check out also our affiliates and our sponsors and help keep the show up and going. And we thank you so much for all your support, guys. We really do appreciate it. God bless you all.
Train, prep, and pray. It's going to take a divine miracle from God to turn this around.
Get close to the Lord. Get close to the Lord.
Doug, we're out of time,
don't
buddy.
Don't be in fear.
We'll catch you next time. Everybody else, thanks for joining us. See you back here next time.